USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is presenting a plan to safely reopen schools. The plan includes a color-coded chart that divides schools reopening into four levels, depending on level of community spread. Republican Congressman from New York, Lee Zeldin, says it's time to get our children back into the classroom.
It needs to happen right now. Every single school in every corner of America needs to get all of their kids back in the classrooms instantly, right now. They've spent months preparing on how to do social distancing and wearing a mask. Many of them have plexiglasses in between desks.
The question and answer portion of former President Trump's second impeachment trial is underway. After that step is completed, senators will vote if they want to hear from additional witnesses or not. If it's not, then final arguments in the impeachment trial will take place on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There is strong condemnation from the U.S. State Department over China banning the BBC World News broadcast.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are nearly 1,000 known coronavirus variant cases in the United States, including the UK and South Africa strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden ends an emergency declaration.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors on Friday to discuss the coronavirus stimulus plan. Biden saying the most important thing is giving states the capacity to deal with the virus in their states.
But equally consequential is the need to help the states economically in terms of everything from unemployment to being able to make sure that they're able to get kids back in schools.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.